At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as the yo-yo continues weather-wise.
Yes, and it sure does.
Oh, my goodness.
Think you'd check it every morning? What do I wear today? You
know? I'll check it in the middle of the night to see if they've changed their mind.
Right.
Oh, it is crazy. We've got a cool down this week, but hey, don't put away those camouflage flip-flops and shorts yet, as it's going to warm up, you know, in the coming week. We'll be talking more about that in the next segment. This weekend, Harold and I are going to help you spend your money. This is what we call the big Christmas gifts.
That's right, the American way.
For hunters and anglers, and got some neat stuff. Harold comes up with something off the wall and crazy, I'm sure. I'm looking forward to hearing what that is. But we've got some practical as well as some great gift ideas this week.
Yep.
And just to let you know, it's not all expensive because next week we do stocking stuffers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and then we'll be frolicking, you know, on Christmas Day, you know, weekend.
Prepared.
Yeah. So we got that. We got the outdoor report. Yeah, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. That's always an adventure. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And once again, hey, a little chilly this weekend, but have no fear. Texas weather will be changing. Warm-up is ahead. And Harold, I'm looking at the extended forecast for AccuWeather on into January.
Really?
On into January. Okay. It's crazy.
Now, what's the almanac say? What are they saying?
Well, they were saying that we were going to be cool, you know, cooler than normal. So, they're missing it for December.
Wow.
And I haven't looked at 2022 yet to see what's going on. We'll look and we'll report on that next week. Texas Parks and Wildlife, talking about cooler weather. I wonder how this is going to work out. We mentioned that the rainbow trout stocking began back on November 24th.
Right.
And will run through March 6th in, you know, area ponds, lakes. But then the Guadalupe River is a big deal, you know, because of the cold water coming out of the bottom of Canyon Lake. And Parks and Wildlife is really doing a good job on gaining access, leasing access, to allow angler access along the banks of the Guadalupe River. And there's a new site at Camp Waco Springs, located between New Braunfels and Sattler, features nearly a half mile of bank along alternating pools and riffles on the Guadalupe River. You can fish there from 30 minutes before sunrise to 30 minutes after sunset. You can also launch non-motorized boats, kayaks, canoes, or other floatable devices. For stocking schedules, which is important, because when they come out of that tube, they're hungry.
Right.
Go to TPWD's website, tpwd.texas.gov. Okay. You got something going on?
Because
you're a noisy guy. You just like to make noise, don't you?
That's because I'm small. I'm short. Look at me. I'm down here. What do you mean?
Okay. What you got?
Well, that's cool. You know, with the state of the gun industry now and the firearms and the shortages of certain things here and there, one of the absolute best places to get guns and ammunition is it a good gun show.
Sure.
And the Houston Gun Collectors Association, I was involved
They're with still decades. Around?
Yeah.
Good.
Since 1950.
Yeah, outstanding, okay.
And they put on great shows, and they put on some big shows, but they've got a really cool one going on this weekend.
Saturday and Sunday?
No, just Saturday.
Just Saturday,
okay. This Saturday. But it's at the, I always call it the Oompa Hall. It's the SPJST Lodge over in the Heights. But it's like a polka thing.
Right.
But it's a neat building, plenty of parking, and they've got this one-day-only show, Saturday, December 11th. And it's just a neat, neat show. Probably 60, 70 tables. You know, it's a chance to really see some stuff. Admission's only $5. Kids under 12 are free. Bring the family because they have a big kitchen there for the members of this lodge. So they're going to have brisket sandwiches and hot dogs and sausages and desserts and all kinds of stuff. Very reasonably priced. Like I say, plenty of free parking. It's not like that parking at an NRG. You never know how much it's going to cost.
Right.
Just a great show, and they're calling it the Gun Show in the Heights, again, Saturday, December 11. Hours are 9 to 4. The SPJST Lodge, number 88. But it's on Beale Street at 15th in the Heights. Really easy to find. And then you can check things out if you want to at their website, hgca.org. But like I say, they've been putting on good shows now for, 51 years? No, am I counting that right? No.
No, since 1950? 71 years.
71. Yeah. My goodness. Well, they do it right now. So, check that out. Gun Show in the Heights, the corner of Beale and 15th Street.
Yeah. Wow. That's really a long time because I've got friends, you know, that were born in 1950. I mean, and some born before that.
Yes. There are some out there. Anyway.
Yeah. We give reports here about the National Incident Background Check, you know, the monthly updates and things of that nature.
Oh, some of the numbers, astronomical what you had last week.
Yeah, well, here's something that's interesting, and it's not just shooting and buying guns and buying ammunition that COVID or whatever it is that we've dealt with, you know. Right. But it also has had an impact on fishing. You know, sale of fishing license skyrocketed here in Texas and early 2020 when things started shutting down. But Southwick Associates has announced that the first half of 2021, when most licenses were sold, were the second highest number of licenses sold. Now, this is an annual since mid-year compared to 2020. They said comparing 2020's license sales to 2020 is like comparing your income to the year after you won the lottery.
Okay.
It's not a fair comparison.
Right.
But comparisons to 2019 are more reasonable. In the first half of 2021, license sales were 8% higher than 2019.
Okay.
That's pretty doggone good.
Oh, indeed.
I mean, yeah. And if you just looking at it and the number of youngsters or young people or new people that are exposed to fishing, you know, maybe something good will come out of all that we have endured.
Let us hope so. As I told you, I had lunch this past week with my old friend Lanny Griffith, who used to do the traffic on KLOL, and we start talking.
In Houston,
yeah.
Right.
And we start talking, as we all do, and we're talking about, well, blah, blah, blah. No, that wasn't last year either. That was 19. You know, I mean, 20 just, the loss, it's a lost year, you know, and everything else is just, it's messed up everything.
Calendars.
Yeah.
If you go back, calendar has an X through 2020.
Right. The whole thing.
It absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. And we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. This portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Talk to Clifford Cheadle this morning because for weeks I've been talking about the Night Ride Scout. Mm-hmm. They have a Sentinel, and then they have the Scout. And when it comes to thermal imagery equipment, in my opinion,
yep,
observation, being able to observe and know what is out ahead of you or around you,
mm-hmm,
is vitally important.
Correct.
Not only when you're hunting. I mean, you're scanning during the daylight hours,
yeah,
all around you.
Right.
But at night, to get that heat imagery,
mm-hmm,
to see if it's a four-legged critter,
right,
or two.
That's
or
a very good point.
Okay?
Very good point.
You got to be safe. I was talking to a buddy of mine that's got a beautiful ranch out on the Pecos River,
mm-hmm,
and he says, oh, yeah, he says, but, you know, I'm always carrying when I'm on the ranch. And I go, yeah, but if you go out at night, it's dark.
Yes, it sure is.
You need to see that heat signature.
Right.
You know,
right,
a group, an individual,
mm-hmm,
you know, if it's really the bad guys,
right,
guarantee you they've got the equipment out there so that they know where you are.
Uh-huh.
All right. Check out Third Coast Thermal.
Well, it's a full range, too, from little small things. Like you've,
yeah,
got one on a lever action carbine.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You can see their entire lineup at thirdcoastthermal.com. Then give them a call at 832-827-4574. And just walk through what your needs are and your designs. Again, that number is 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday slips to fair. Monday plunges to poor with Tuesday and Wednesday rebounding to fair. Thursday, Friday, Saturday are a trio of good days. Next Sunday is our best day of the week. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from well before sunrise, remaining active until mid to late morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from just after sunrise until just after the noon hour. By Thursday and Friday, times will have adjusted with game becoming active from early morning until early to mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next Saturday, December the 18th, we will have a full moon on the coast. This Saturday, we'll have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are a trio of days with a double tide schedule each day. Thursday is another three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Friday and next Saturday are a couple of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Next Sunday, another three tide day with two low tides and just one high.
All right, on the coast, we've had the front that's moving through this weekend, and then we're going to have warmer weather. Fishing has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I saw a really neat story mid to late week, but Captain Brian Barrera had a couple of veteran fishing guides down to his area. He had a cancellation. One of them was Joey Farah, and... I'm drawing a blank on the other.
Another senior moment.
Yes, and I apologize for that. But it was three great anglers.
Yeah.
Young gun and two old salts.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey ended up catching his big fish of his lifetime.
Oh, really?
160-pound tarpon.
Oh, my.
They were not on the surface. They used electronics to find them. And, I mean, I can only imagine if I could have been a fly, you know, somewhere on that boat.
Yeah.
When it was going on. Great story. Where I'm going with this, cold weather's going to drop the temperature. Fish are going to maybe slide off. They're certainly near deeper water. But then this coming week when we warm back up,
yeah,
look for that movement from the deep water up to the shallow flats. The shallows will warm more quickly. And fishing should be continue to be good. Calcasieu, same thing. Sabine, all the Galveston Bay complex. Then you get into some of your back marsh areas on the mid-coast area, and then your shallow flats down the lower coast. It's great. Just remember, we still can't fish for flounder, and we still can't fish for red snapper, okay?
When can we?
On the 1st for the red snapper, and I believe it's the 16th or the 15th. It ends the 15th. Check Texas Parks and Wildlife for the dates. What's going on in our lakes?
Okay.
They've been impacted.
Yeah, I know. Let's head to East Texas. Not as big a report as we had lately, though. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on viper jigs in 4 to 6 feet of water along creek bends and drop-offs. Success with Carolina rigs in 7 to 10 feet of water around ditches and creeks. Crankbaits are good midday on points and humps in 3 to 6 feet of water. Livingston. Fishing continues to be good. White bass are good on reaper duck tracker slabs in 9 to 15 feet of water. Crappie are good on jigs in the creek. Tyler, bass are good using trick worms and spinner baits. Crappie are good using minnows and chartreuse jigs. Limestone, largemouth bass are going to be on fire for the next 3 months. Bass are in 8 feet of water or less, biting on wacky worms, chatterbaits, and lipless crankbaits. Richland Chambers, lake is very quiet this time of the year with only a few folks fishing, and the wildlife you're going to see is extraordinary. Lots of waterfowl on the lake and often deer on the shoreline, aside from good fishing. Somerville, white and hybrid bass are good with white chartreuse jigging spoons, slabs, and live bait on main lake flats, humps, and points. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in brush piles and timber. Tawakoni, on the south end, channel and blue cats are good in 30 to 40 feet of water. Bigger cats continue to bite on cut bait.
Skipper Ray.
Yep.
was the other captain.
Oh, okay. Ah,
ta-da. I may be slow, but
yeah, right. Okay.
I'll catch up. Yeah. I'll catch up. All right. Let's head to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir. Bass are certainly moving into their winter patterns as water temperatures drop either side of 60 degrees. Bass mimicking shad are working great to catch numbers of fish. Smallmouth bass have moved out to main lake points and on bluff walls. Choke Canyon, the crappie fishing continues to be excellent around submerged brush in shallow water of 12 to 15 feet and in the hardwoods using blue glimmer jigs and minnows. Falcon Reservoir, fish are in the 10 to 15 foot range near rock structure, for bass. Crappie are good in brush piles in 12 to 20 feet of water using small jigs. Brownwood crappie are good on minnows and jigs and brush piles and near bridge pilings. White bass and hybrids are good on slabs, swim baits, and live bait along the main lake channel. Alan Henry, fishing just continues it again. What was the old movie? Play It Again, Sam. It's just the same. The report continues to be the same on Alan Henry.
Okay.
But it was... Play It Again, Sam. You know the line from the movie?
Oh, from the movie.
Yeah, Casablanca.
Well, actually, it was Play It. You played it for her. Now play it for me. Play It, Sam, was actually the line. Ta-da. Humphrey Bogart.
Folks, disregard what I just said.
That's right. All right. Okay. Play it.
Yeah, Humphrey. Play it. That's all I was going for. Thank you, Bob.
Just play it.
Thank you for helping.
But Humphrey, I said Humphrey Bogart. Play it. Anyway.
Jeez. OHIV, back to the report. The bass fishing's been good on swim baits, jerk baits, and Texas rigs with creature baits off the points.
Shame when it goes downhill like that, isn't it?
Okay. Go ahead.
My turn?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the hill country.
Your
then.
Turn to large, be set up.
Largemouth bass are very good throwing spinner baits, shatter baits, topwater, soft plastics on rocky banks. Crappie are good in the brush piles using live minnows. Stripers, hybrids, and white bass are schooling early mornings on topwaters and later in the day drifting live shad. Canyon. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small silver spoons along bluffs, rock ledges, rocky shorelines. Catfish are good with punch bait and live bait, LBJ. Black bass are good with an early morning topwater bite using frog imitation baits and on soft plastics around shallow rocky docks. Crappie are good on brush piles using live minnows. White bass are good in the green lights at night, periodically schooling around the shallow sandbars on the main lake areas during the day. Travis? Bass are good in the grass lines using soft jerk baits and weighted wacky jigs. They're also relating to the main lake bluffs and points using imitation crawfish.
All right, on the hunting scene, I can't impress upon you all that are deer hunting enough that if you're hunting in the North Texas zone, deer season will close at sunset, or 30 minutes after sunset, on January 2nd.
Okay.
That's not that far off.
Right.
I mean,
right.
you need to get doing what you're supposed to be doing, you know. Put in that time if you're going for trophy animals, and that's for white-tailed deer as well as Rio Grande turkey. If you're hunting in South Texas through January 16th, then you've got your light and dark goose season in the east zone. High Plains Mallard Management Unit second split in the regular season and the dusky duck season through the 30th, Sandhill Crane in Zone A, and Zone B through January 30th. And, of course, quail season statewide runs through February 27th. For more information and more seasons, go to tpwd.texas.gov.
Wonderful.
All right. On-off electric fuel.
On fuel.
Good.
And as we're having a musical show, sometimes boys just want to have fun, as the song goes. Anyway, the 2021... Did you hit the reject button? The 2021 BMW 430i Coupe. It's a little rocket. A 2-liter four-banger, 255 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 5.5 rear-wheel drive. And I love coupes. I just always have. I just like two-door coupes. I just think they're cool. They look cool. This thing had a mineral white metallic outside, mocha leather interior. Their dynamic handling package, a lot of their M series goodies, their sport brakes, sport differential, variable sport steering,
That's what's in the M series?
Yeah.
Okay.
Premium package, you know, heated steering wheel, which I really like, keyless entry, Android CarPlay for you folks that get that, 19-inch M wheels, 8-speed sport auto transmission, adaptive suspension, aluminum trim. I mean, it's a great-looking vehicle. Runs fabulous. Extras on this thing, part of the performance package. They're a driving dynamic control with various driving modes you can select. Dynamic stability control. Exterior power folded heated side mirrors, which are really nice. Pumped up hi-fi sound system from, who is it from? I can't see who it's from. Oh, well. I need my glasses back, I guess. Just a great looking vehicle, a great ride. The only argument I've ever had with BMWs, and I joke, and I don't mean this derogatorily, friends, but BMW is no longer standing for Bavarian Motor Works. It stands for Break My Wallet. The problem is in repairs, and you've got to do those things. Stay on them on the maintenance. That's the thing, because repairs will sneak up behind you on a lot of these cars if you're not careful. You take care of them, it's another animal, because these things are built to drive. This one starts at 45. Which is a pretty good deal. Loaded to the gills, as this one was with all the M package, was 59, 26 miles per the gallon in the city, 34 on the highway, and really a blast to drive, the ultimate driving machine, as they say. 2021 BMW 430i Coupe.
Fleet manager now require you to get special insurance?
What?
When you get a new car, a new vehicle.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I heard you mention that this is like a little rocket or something.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So I know what that means. Yes. I've heard reports.
Oh, have you?
So wondering if you had to get special insurance now.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Okay.
No, I've been good. Yeah. Speaking of speeding tickets here, Olson, we want to go there.
No.
Right? You've got a special folder, don't you?
Yes. Got one coming up.
Yeah, man would rather drive than anything else.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going shopping for Christmas gifts. First for the anglers in your home or life
or whatever.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed. A partnership forged between Texas families have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Rut's obviously on in some phase all across the Lone Star State. And if you listen to last week's show when we had TOJ's whitetail editor Bob Zaglin on, where he said, during the rut, a buck will lose 25% of its body weight.
Oh, sure.
Let me tell you what, that means they don't have the energy to escape predators, weather, things of this nature.
Right.
Get you some fortified cottonseed and put it out. Was talking to a buddy this week, and he goes, is that good for cattle? And I go, yeah, but how big is your bankroll?
Right.
Because cottonseed, you know, is fed at feedlots. Mm-hmm. But this vitamin and mineral package is really important. High school running buddy of mine, talking to him, and he had talked to John Sewell with the Harris Ranch there in Kenny, Uvalde.
Right.
And Ted's gone all in.
Okay.
I mean, and really excited. And he said already starting to see, you know, some impact. Check out their story. Check out their video. Look at the
talk about the savings,
because
the thing is, it's a free choice, but they don't just gobble it up.
Right.
So
it's limited intake.
Right. So what are some of the numbers you've had?
It's 2-1.
And less,
2-1 savings over traditional protein program.
Right.
And that's huge. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you bringing that up. That is a huge savings. Go to fortifiedcottonseed.com, then give them a call at 806-839-2122. Fortified cottonseed.
And my usual favorite thing, pigs and raccoons, don't mess with it.
Absolutely.
I mean, because that's vital.
Yeah.
It really is vital.
Absolutely. Oh, you know that Santa's got a bag full of goodies.
Ho, ho.
Yeah. All right, for anglers, that's where we're going to start.
Okay.
And I know you have a whole bunch.
I'll defer to you.
Okay.
Okay.
First off, we talk about safety. Anybody that knows me or seen me in person know that I'm a big guy.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And where I'm going with this is an inflatable PFD. Mm-hmm. You'll wear it, but some of the PFDs for normal people.
Yeah, I'm going to say, one will help you float. It will be great for normal people.
Well, and that's the thing about it. Not only the normal size makes me look like I'm wearing a bra.
Yeah.
I mean, because it comes up so high.
Right.
It doesn't have the length. But from Mustang Survival, MustangSurvival.com, the HIT Hydrostatic Inflatable PFD, the neat thing about this, most of the buoyancy is somewhere in the upper 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This has provides 38 pounds of buoyancy when inflated. In fact, it takes a larger arming cartridge to inflate it fully than the normal.
Is this sort of the suspender type?
It is the suspender type.
Yeah, because that's nothing's in your way.
Yeah, I would show. Yeah. I mean, I can show you, Harold, but the rest of them.
All right, everyone, look over my shoulder at this computer screen. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Really nice, good looking, just perfect. And if you have a waterfowl hunter in the family, get one of these too. I mean, you know, be protected.
Sure.
You want, you know, obviously protect yourself with a kill switch. Then let's say you're going to get out and do some wade fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not me.
Oh.
Well, not me with you.
Or you're going to get out and your waders and you're going to do some duck hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go from the boat to the blind.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Barch Bay Armor has come out with his Ambusher Generation 2. Now, these, as great as the original products were, these are even better. But one problem for this is a Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of stock.
Oh.
Out of stock.
What
completely.
Are they? What is this?
They're wade boots.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't say that.
I don't remember. But, of course, I'm going to be older in a couple of months. So.
Right.
Okay.
But what they are doing at barch-bay-armor.com is they're taking pre-orders.
Okay.
Okay. And as soon as they come in, they will ship. On their website, they say they will not make it in by Christmas. So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another tip you need to keep in mind on Bart's Bay Armor Ambusher Generation 2. Is they're great for those that are waterfowl hunters, wear waders with the stocking foot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
But if you're going to wear them with the stocking foot, get two sizes larger.
Ah.
Okay. Right. For the stocking foot to fit in.
And also, don't scrimp on these. I mean, the first waders I ever had, it was my first trip up to Alaska,
mm-hmm.
and I go into the water, you know, waist deep, and I start feeling colder because they were leaking. I got some cheap stuff, you know. I won't mention Wear Academy. And I got some cheap stuff. Anyway, well, you know, I didn't know any better. Yeah. I learned. But don't scrimp on those things.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Sims makes some great
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
And then here's something that you go, well, I thought you were going to hold stocking stuffers until next week.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were.
Well, and I'm talking about DOA lures.
Okay.
Okay. And they go, oh, sure. You know, a few dollars for a pack of lures. No. Let's get an assortment of lures. Okay. You got the PT7 for topwaters.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just buy one color.
Of course not.
The Cal Soft plastics.
Yeah.
You can't just buy, you know, whatever the latest that you read about.
Of course not.
It's real simple.
You need to buy them all.
Buy light and buy dark.
Okay.
Mark Sosin. You know, I remember asking him what his favorite color was. Mm-hmm. He says, "Bill, I got two colors. That's what I fish with."
Right.
And I go, "What's that, Mark?" And he goes, "Light and dark."
So
all the other colors, you know, are shades or phases.
These are in like kits. So it's like a nice mixture of
just
both
go to
stuff,
the yeah. go to doalures.com, and right now they've got a 10% off on you know, hats and apparel, and make a selection.
Okay.
And when it comes to the Cal, don't forget there's rat tail and there's paddle tail, and they both have different applications.
Okay.
So those are just a few ideas that are great gift ideas, but maybe will trigger some additional thought on your part.
There you go.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're shifting to hunters, gifts for the hunters here on Texas Outdoor News.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for the Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo, celebrating 40 years, and will be held at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center on January 6th through the 9th. Dallas Safari Club brings the hunting world to you. This incredible convention will feature over 1,800 exhibits to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Don't miss it. Mark your calendar January 6th through the 9th at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. For more information and to reserve your tickets, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org.
All right, here's a suggestion for hunters to start things off, Harold.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy a ranch and then finance
it
at Capital Farm Credit.
That's the way to do it.
You know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you got for hunters?
Well, I want to start with Shooter, though, because something that just happened and I'm excited. I'm trying so hard to get my hands on one. I don't expect one for Christmas. I'm going to have to give it to myself. Springfield Armory.
Right.
Which makes, you know, phenomenal rifles and pistols.
Mm-hmm.
They have come back out with the Browning High Power, mm-hmm. the classic High Power, except they're calling it the SA-35, and they've upgraded the thing. So this is considered probably John Moses. Well, Browning made so many fabulous things. Why Browning stopped making High Power, I don't know. Maybe cost of manufacture, rather make things out of polymer. But this gets you back to good old wood and steel. 9mm. But they've changed it to better trigger, it's better ergonomics, and it was always probably the most ergonomic pistol ever built. Enhanced controls, factory-tuned trigger, modern sights, improved feed ramp, increased it, you know, the High Power was because it had 13 rounds. Now it holds 15 rounds, okay? Beautiful done, beautiful walnut grips on it.
check the thing out online. Just go to Springfield Armory SA35. A lot of people have it. Sticker's about $6.79, which is incredibly reasonable. A lot of people are out of stock right now, but you can go, like, you know, pre-order from Brownells and stuff like that. But just check it out. It's just a fabulous handgun.
All right. It's a handgun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you happen to get a Springfield rifle,
mm-hmm.
or if you have a shotgun by whomever,
right,
and you're doing some bird hunting, mm-hmm. You got a Jeep. You refurbished a Jeep back when.
Yeah.
Okay. Get you a gun mattress to go across the hood.
I saw that in your magazine.
Yes. Bungee corded. I've got one. I got the 8, and I originally put it across the hood of my Ford F-250,
mm-hmm.
but I've got the lid on the back, and quite honestly, even for me, reaching on the hood,
okay.
it's kind of high.
All right.
But it is a waffled mattress, mm-hmm. so in between the foam. It's not air.
Okay.
In between the foam, you can put your shotgun. You can put your, you know, lever action rifle, mm-hmm. your brush gun, whatever. It has a hood that goes over and snaps in place. Great product. And you can go to gunmattress.com for more information.
Okay.
All right. Got to mention, just very quickly, we talk about them all the time, Slow Glow. I know
yes.
you've got one at El Rancho
mm-hmm.
Gun. They've got their new generation. They've got their one that has their sun. What am I trying to say? The panel.
The solar panel. The
solar panel. Thank you. that will not only keep your game camera up, the Slow Glow up, but
right.
then you can pull up to it and charge your cell phone. You know,
yeah.
pretty cool at slowglow.com.
I'm thinking of people in the audience going, how old are those two guys? Anyway, our friends at Hybrid Light.
Just wait.
Thank you. Our friends at Hybrid Light, which we'll bring them up again next week as far as stocking stuffers. They're individual things.
I knew you were going to bring them up now.
Well, they're individual, but they've got the works, which is a pretty cool deal, their pro kit.
Yeah.
So you're looking at near $300 on that, but it's got the puck expandable lantern and charger in it. That means it will charge your phone. Okay, their nav headlamp, their hex Bluetooth speaker light and charger. My favorite, the Mammoth Multi Work Light, and the Atlas 600 camping lantern. And all of these things, as we know, will charge from any light source and the wall and the USB cord, and they hold a charge 7 years. Just great. And for our listeners, they still got that deal. Go to hybridlight.com, order anything you want, take 20% off, and it's free same-day shipping.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
At the San Antonio Hunters Extravaganza, it was across the aisle from a product that I went, that looks familiar, but it's got a couple of new wrinkles to it, and it's called Ox Carry the Load.
Oh.
And it is a carry mat. I first saw one from Conroe Taxidermy,
mm-hmm.
Barrett Simpson, and they were doing it for their clients going to Africa.
Okay.
And it has handles on both ends, and it had, I believe, 3 handles on theirs down each side. A little bit larger for African game.
Okay.
The idea is you can put your game on it and carry it. The Ox Camo mat is 3 foot by 5 foot. Just built like iron,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you're an individual and you need to get something from a tight spot to your vehicle,
right.
Lay the animal, your deer or whatever, a pig on it, and drag it along. Let's say that you're trying to pick up some square bales, you know, mm-hmm. of hay. Grab the mat, you know?
Okay.
I mean, work smart. And they are available. This is available at Ox Store, OXStore.com. Neat stuff. This has 2 handles on each end and 2 handles on each side. A little bit smaller for North
yeah.
American game.
That reminds me back in the days when I was helping my dad in the furniture business. It's amazing what you can do with a blanket.
Isn't that the truth?
Right, yeah.
I
put that cell phone in on that blanket and just drag it off, you know?
It's the same concept.
It works, yeah.
And it really does work. You got something else?
Yeah, right quick on this, because the problem with all of these wonderful electronic earplugs and stuff we've got is those darn batteries,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I know they can make better batteries. They just don't. A company called Otto, they have the Noise Barrier Micro Earplugs. Great situational awareness, crystal clear. I'm trying to say situational awareness. In a standard mode, they allow for natural hearing, but you also press a button
And enhanced mode gives you 5 times amplification of soft sounds, like the little turkeys. Blah, blah, blah. The earplugs last for 16 hours when they're charged, but they're rechargeable. That's the whole point. They're rechargeable. Hmm. And it's $399, but for information on this thing, the noise barrier micro earplugs, go to otto.com/com.
Outstanding. This week I was on a Zoom conference call. Can't tell you anything about it other than it was Vortex.
Oh, okay.
Until the release, you know, comes out
to the
public.
All right.
But man, are they doing some phenomenal work? And you can go to vortexoptics.com. Mm-hmm. Look at their lineup, whether it's binoculars, whether it's red dot, whether it is something for long-range shooting.
Good price point on their products, too. Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah.
That has always sold me. And then what I'd like to leave you with, and Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb, TC3, big air gun.
Mm-hmm.
Did a hunt. It was in a magazine. We've talked about it here on Texas Outdoor News,
right,
where he dropped both a nice-sized wild boar and an Axis doe. Uh-huh. He had a deflection on a limb that he didn't see on a beautiful buck, Axis buck. But 50 caliber, and you can hunt big game in Texas, and I'm talking about game that's designated as game, like white-tailed deer.
Sure.
Okay?
Right.
50 caliber, very, very accurate.
Is that the minimum? I know they have a requirement on
They've
caliber.
Got various requirements,
okay,
and that hammer, which is the Umarex hammer, exceeds the minimum. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
There's been some problems with other manufacturers that have come close, but not past muster.
Okay.
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 All right. We're going to take a break.
Yes, do we do?
Yeah, we're going to come back, and we've still got more of the show headed your way.
Yes, we do.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call, and we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Got hunting season closing and openings.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So get it right. Okay, through December the 12th. Well, that's right now. Mule season, mule deer general season in Trans-Pecos, 16 counties. Also 12 mule deer general season, Brewster, Pecos, Terrell counties.
Mm-hmm.
Through January 2, pheasant season, Panhandle, 37 counties. Through January 30, the regular dusky duck season second split north zone. December 11, January 30, the regular duck season, dusky duck season second split south zone. You're
regular
raising your hand.
Regular season and dusky duck.
Right.
Okay.
Regular season and dusky duck.
Right, right.
And if you don't remember all of that, go to where?
tpwd.texas.gov.
That's it. Okay. And then go to one of those great places and hunt your ducks.
in your new Ford truck?
It's always a test.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And we talked about hybrid lights. We'll talk about them again because they're our official mobile lighting provider for us folks here at Texas Outdoor News Radio. Flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. They'll charge with a USB cord or any light source, and they'll hold a charge, I love this, for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, we've got a special offer for 20% off any of their products and all you want. Free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com at checkout. Add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off. Free same-day shipping. Hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guests today, Bill and Harold. tell you what, get out there. There's still the opportunity to buy online.
Indeed.
There's the opportunity to go to a big box store, you know, and pick up some things.
And a great source because our friend at Brownells, they've got so much stuff, and they're always running specials.
Right. There's plenty of folks out there to buy, both on the fishing as well as hunting side. And next week, we're going to be talking about stocking stuffers. Don't discount stocking stuffers.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times, that big gift, you go, wow.
Yeah.
But that stocking stuffer will be, oh, yeah.
Well, it seems to be a little, I don't know, a little more caring in the stocking stuffer.
Yeah, you know.
You think a little harder, but what'll be cool? What'll be a nice little surprise?
Sure, you know? Sure. And big packages come in, you know, small bundles or little
what?
Packages. Yes.
Okay. Our gift certificates. We'll talk about those next week, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Those are always great. So you got anything coming up before we head out?
No, not really. I'll try to think of something, though.
Okay.
After I get over my senior moment. You know. Anyhow, hey, check our website out, okay? TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. And, of course, we archive our shows there, too. So if you can go, what did they say? Or what did they forget last week? You can check it out and pull it up and replay it and whatever. And then, of course, we're on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook. And when you pull us up on Facebook, share it, okay? That helps build the audience. And we help talk to more people about what we love, and that's the great outdoors here in the fabulous state of Texas, okay? Do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So, while these seasons are going on, whether you're on the water or out there in the woods, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.